News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
There, the Department of Health confirmed there was another 5 fatalities due to COVID-19, another 69 cases, and the R rate is now standing at 1.8. But in the past 2 weeks, nearly 50% of the cases that have been reported are all in counties Kildare, Offaly and in Laois. And for more on this, we're joined by the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry. The big news, Colm, this morning is this idea of a potential Midlands lockdown. I'm reading an interview in the front of the Irish Independent from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying that there may be a need to introduce a more nuanced response to this. Can people in Kildare, Laois and Offaly expect today to be asked to expect another regional lockdown in those catchments?
Well, the figures are troubling, no doubt about it. When you look at the cases over the past, we've seen nationally, not just in these three counties, we've seen a sharp increase in cases over the past couple of weeks. But almost half those cases in the past 2 weeks have been in those three counties. Now, it's important to reassure people as well as raise caution, if you like, is that the great majority of these cases are related to these outbreaks and close contacts related to outbreaks. What we have not yet seen is, thankfully, is this breakout into widespread community transmission, where all bets are off then, because then we're into a completely different situation. And I heard one of your interviews there with somebody from Kildare Town saying it would be a calamity for Kildare Town to face into lockdown again after all the efforts. It would be a calamity for the country if we have widespread community transmission again, because then we're back to where we were. So understandably, there's focus on talk of regional lockdown, what it means for these three counties. But the message for us, from us to everybody in the country, most particularly in these three counties, is back to those basic measures. Break that chain of transmission. When we went to that absolute one of the lowest levels in Europe of community transmission, we did it by beating the virus off the streets into households.
Okay, I want to ask you about the cases, and very specifically in these three counties, because I heard Ronan Glynn, the acting chief medical officer, speaking yesterday and saying that they're actually expecting nearly another further 60 cases to come into the system possibly today. And I know you talked about the fact that we haven't seen that significant increase in community transmission, but there is the risk, Colm, that that could happen in the coming days. So are you ruling out this localised lockdown?
Nothing can be ruled out, because as we've learned the hard way, everything has to be considered in order to avoid unrestrained community transmission. We've seen the impact of what happens with unrestrained community transmission in Northern Italy early on in the pandemic and in China. We can't afford that. Our healthcare system couldn't deal with it. We won't be able to open up education and all those cancelled health procedures as we had to do at the end of March again if we face that spectre. So we have to consider a whole range of measures, but it begins with the individual, and that's where we keep emphasising that message ad nauseum.
So is this just down to public, to personal responsibility?
It begins and ends with personal responsibility. We rely on everybody to play their part, on social distancing, on personal hygiene, those measures. Avoid crowds, limit the number of contacts, and avoid closed environments. And we're not against pubs, we're not against particular settings. It's those principles and where they apply to you and how you live your life that will break that chain of transmission of the virus.
A lot of our listeners, Colm, will be aware, even from the news bulletin there earlier this morning, that obviously the National Public Health Emergency Team, the government, that they're going to kind of reissue a warning or advice to people in Kildare, Laois and Offaly this morning. And for instance, Paula here has got in touch with us in News Talk Breakfast to say that she's in Laois, she's not looking forward to being stuck in the house again. So there is a real sense of people are a little bit worried, they're anxious about what is coming today. This advice is going to be issued by yourselves later. Mm-hmm. What are people likely to expect? Can you give us an indication?
Of course they're right to be worried. And I would, to emphasise, what I'm most worried about, and I think your listeners are most worried about, is going back to where we were and the spectre of facing what we saw in other countries with uncontrolled community transmission. But there's no question of us asking people to go back to restrain within their houses. If people right across the country, not just in these three counties, continue to play their part, and that's my core message, on or off the record, if you spoke to me on the street or outside, I'd say the same thing to you.
So it's really a bit of a marketing message today. Wash your hands, cough etiquette.
Not only, if you notice, you talk about it, we launched a new campaign yesterday, or relaunched, if you liked, to remind people of the importance of these basic principles. This virus does not have a cure, and there's no cure in sight. For all the talk of vaccine, I think none of us really believe there's going to be a vaccine immediately available within the next 12 to 18 months. It's despite the huge amount of unprecedented research put into this field. So the only treatment are those measures designed to prevent the transmission of this virus.
The ORATE, something that people will be so familiar with hearing about, this reproduction number column, is currently at about, what, 1.6, 1.8, and maybe it's somewhat skewed because of the figures and the clusters and the expectation of additional cases to come later today. When that goes, or if that goes, I should say, back to 2, because that was the number that was when we were in the phase 2 element, I suppose, of all of this. What's likely to happen then?
You're right. The ORATE is a worry. But as I said at the beginning, to give some cause for optimism here, most cases are related to these outbreaks and to close contacts in the outbreaks. What we don't want to see happen is this to break out onto the streets and have uncontrolled community transmission. So it's a bit like we're in a building and there's a fire in the building, but we're in a room that's not on fire, but we can feel the heat. What we don't want is that fire to break into our room. And that's why we're at this critical juncture. Our public health teams will manage these outbreaks. We will take whatever additional measures we need, either locally or nationally, in order to make people safer. But each and every one of us continues to have a responsibility. The virus has not changed. We may think we're changing, or we may think we're going back to the way we were. We're not. The virus has not changed, and therefore the advice is exactly the same as it was at the beginning.
Yeah, but are we likely to move back stages at any... Like, we've prevented ourselves from going into the phase 4, or lifting the phase 4 restrictions.
I don't think any of us envisage going back to where we were. But as I said, the greatest protection against that is if we continue as a society to comply with those basic elements of advice. And I know I'm repeating myself here, but I can't repeat myself enough because it's true.
There's people who will be obviously going on their staycation as they've been asked to do, to not leave the country, you know, for non-essential travel. And maybe they're thinking of going away for the weekend, and maybe it was Kildare, Leash or Offaly that they're going down to see the family or friends, or they're booked in somewhere. Like a lot of people, messages coming into us here in breakfast this morning too, in News Talk, Colin, people considering now, should I go? What do I do? You know, people are really worried about this. So what's your advice to them?
Well, of course, what we have seen, if you look at our overall, we call the 14-day cumulative incidence in this country, it's at 9.6 per 100,000. Sounds like a figure that doesn't mean much to people, but it's much lower than the European average. But in those three counties, it's higher. So there's no doubt that the numbers of cases, 266 in those three counties over 14 days, about half of the total number of national cases. But as yet, no sign of widespread community transmission. So there's everything to play for still, if we all play our part. And yes, NPHET will meet this morning and will examine the new information we get based on the close contacts and the analysis. And there may be additional advice. We already issued advice to all GPs in those counties. You heard the advice we gave yesterday at the NPHET press conference to people there to be extra vigilant, to double up on those efforts.
The other point too, for people over the age of 70 and maybe with medical vulnerabilities in those three counties, Leash, Kildare, Offaly, too, Colm asked, you know, not to use public transport now.
Yes, and if you look at the profile again over the past 2 weeks, the median age has dropped to 31. So maybe behaviour in younger people is a little bit more slack than we would like.
But I
would
is remind that what you're mainly concerned about?
I would say to younger people, they're not immune from the virus. We have seen cases in ITU of younger people. Not as common, but we have seen them. But secondly, we all live in each other's shadow, our skaha keila awadamage, as Shanuckle says. So we're relying on younger people to protect their older relatives.
I want to ask you on a slightly different note, the backlog to other medical services and the provision in particular, Colm, I suppose really around, you know, cancer services, that's been in the headlines because of this briefing document that was provided to the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. Medical oncology in and around 70% in previous figures, radiation 80%, and then surgery in that region just at about 50%. How concerned are you about that?
Very. During the lockdown or during the peak of the phase one of the pandemic, we saw a collapse in people presenting with cancer. Even though our cancer services were still open and we had rapid access clinics, we saw declines in presentation referral of 50% or more. Mm. So there was behaviour, first of all, that people just weren't coming. Our services are still there, but it's not going back. To remind people, the virus hasn't changed. We're not going back in healthcare services, whether they're cancer or screening or otherwise. We're not going back to normal. We're going back to delivering COVID care in a COVID environment, which means greater protection for patients, which means infection prevention and control, which means PPE, which means a slower throughput of patients.
Well, Sinn Féin's David Cullinan had previously said that, like, we could be facing in, using his word now, to a tsunami of mistreatment and diagnosis. Is he right?
Well, I wouldn't like to raise a tsunami is a big term to describe, but certainly we've seen studies from abroad looking at the impact of cancer presenting later not through screening programs or through early diagnostic programs, but through people developing later symptoms. And there would be considerable excess mortality associated with people if they weren't able to avail of screening and early diagnostic programs. But we did restart her, and we have plans for restarting our cancer screening programs. As you know, we started cervical screening in July in a phased and incremental way, and we're restarting breast
in
September.
It's a big backlog, though.
There is, but we're confident we will have that backlog addressed by the end of October in cervical screening for those paused during that first phase of the pandemic, and for anybody whose appointment was put back during 2020 by spring of 2021. We're confident we'll have caught up with that.
HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast.